Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They didn't literally have to win, because even if they didn't beat the Cardinals the other night, they still would have had room to win and fix their season. But they needed to win, if you know what I mean. They needed to stabilize things, and they did. And they dismantled the Cardinals, so maybe the Broncos are ready to get rolling again here. We're joined by their outstanding defensive back, one of the really good ones around the NFL. He's been that for a long time. Three-time Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro, Super Bowl champion, Chris Harris is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Chris, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Chris, I'm reading everything. You know, we know you're coming on. We actually were doing some research, and it's like, everybody wants to trade everybody on the Denver Broncos. And I look at it, I'm like, all right, you guys lost to the Rams, of course, are the best team in the NFC. Lost to the Chiefs, and Pat Mahomes is playing crazy. You guys have them again this week. The Ravens are a good squad. The Jets just had a ridiculous day. You guys had a horrible one over here in East Rutherford. But I feel like everybody's jumping off the Denver Broncos belief system. Do you guys feel like you're a team that needs to rebuild?
No, we feel like this season is still not lost at all. We feel like it's still early, and we have a huge game that's kind of like a season-changing game in KC, and that can really just put us back at 500, and we can get rolling.
So when you hear all these things about you being on the trade block and your cornerback mate Bradley Roby and Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, it's like, hey, everybody can go. Like, how do you react to that?
I just try to just stay focused on football and just controlling what I can control. And I mean, I'm pretty sure. I mean, a lot of people be interested to try to get me. I mean, I've been making plays this whole year for 8 years now. So, I mean, I would see why. But right now, just focusing on making plays for the Broncos and getting us back on this little run.
Yeah, you've been making plays your whole life. But hold on, Chris. Listen, man, come on. Who do you think you're talking to? I mean, we do our homework. A couple of days ago, you go on Twitter, you drop a few emojis, the pondering emoji. I mean, you know, it's not like these trade rumblings came out of nowhere here.
Yeah, but he had the surprise face emoji, too, though.
The surprise face.
Yeah.
But it did lead to some
surprise.
Okay, I was going to say, it led to some speculation that you might be open to a trade. Just for the record, you want to stay in Denver, or if there was a deal to be had, would you be okay with being dealt?
I mean, I always figured I would retire at Broncos, so I mean, that's always been one of my goals. I mean, that doesn't happen too often, but I mean, being able to play already 8 years here, accomplish what I've accomplished here, I thought it would only be right for me to finish my career.
Well, how far away do you guys think you are from righting the ship? Obviously, the Cardinals was the first step in that, but how far away are you guys?
Yeah. I think we're real close, man. We just haven't. This Cardinals game was the first game we finally all clicked, and we had a great game plan. Everybody executed, and if guys continue to do that, it's about being consistent. And that's something that, as a team, you got to be. You got to be consistent, and that's how you be able to come on these roles and get these winning streaks. But at first off, division games, man, you got to treat these like championship games and go out there and win on the road. They're tough to do, but it's something that you got to do in order to be successful in the league.
Yeah, it's almost like a division game is times two. I hear you. Chris Harris with us from the Broncos. Terrific player. You know that if you watch football. A bunch of Pro Bowls. First team All-Pro as well. Super Bowl champion. You talk about division games. Let's just expand to the division in general. Really interesting. I mean, Mahomes is wow.
Yeah.
And then you have the opposite spectrum where the Raiders are dismantling. And I wanted to ask you specifically, I don't know snap to snap exactly what percentage you've been on Amari Cooper, but What is he as a player? Like, you know, where would you put him right now? You've played against him. What do you think about him?
Well, he's definitely talented. He has great footwork, great route running. But I think sometimes what hurts with Coop is that he runs his routes. He does a little bit too much in his routes. And he can still be in his route. This quarterback can be getting sacked. So I think that's probably the only issue I see when I'm digesting his game.
Yeah.
And analyzing.
Yeah, he's overthinking it a little bit.
I was going to say, for those of us that didn't play quarterback or running back in the NFL, what do you mean exactly? He's running too much of a route. What does that mean?
I mean, he just does so much. He has so much in his route so many moves that he tries to get you off of that the timing is just him and Derek Carr. They just couldn't get on the same timing. I think he has to hurry up and get his route faster, get open faster, and be able to help him out as QB.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's a coaching thing as well, as a get it out of your mind thing. Another guy in your division who obviously is taking the NFL by storm in his first year starting, obviously his second year in the league, is Pat Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs. How do you possibly, just process what they're trying to do to you, because it's all kinds of people flying at you. How do you process that and then slow it down? I don't think you can stop it, but how do you slow it down just a little bit?
Yeah. It's actually real slow. It's slow to me just because I played against Andy Reid.
Yeah, true.
I mean, no telling how many times I've played against him. I've lost count, but it's definitely slowed down for me, and then the issue is trying to get it slowed down for all 11 guys on that team, so that's what I'm trying to do with. This man destroyed us outside the pocket. And you never see a quarterback throw 200 and some yards outside the pocket. That's what he did. So hopefully we can see if we can throw a little bit better and see if he can throw that same in the pocket and try to keep him caged in.
Go ahead, Teague.
Now, I was going to say, one of the ways that teams have played them well is you got to outscore them. You know, you saw the pass when they beat them. They just outscore them, right? You try to stop them, but ultimately you got to try to outscore them. Is your offense capable of doing that?
Man, it's hard to say any offense is now capable of scoring.
Good
Chiefs
point. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, they're scoring 38 points a game, so you got to score 40 a game.
I mean, it's hard. I can't say that, man. It's hard. So,
well, listen, just limit them to 20. Limit them to 20.
Yeah.
Do your job, Harris. Do your job, Harris.
I know we held them under 30. I know that for sure.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. I hear you.
So we know how to play ball against those boys. I challenge Tyreek. I challenge all those receivers. I get up and play up and run versus those boys, and we, that's what we do. So it's a division game, and we don't have any fear.
You know, I want to ask you something about – you played at Kansas, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So every time we have – not every time, but a lot of times we get a chance to chat with pro athletes if the situation opens itself up, like to kind of, you know, get a little – if they're playing for a big program or if they have a big game. How do you get football at Kansas popping? How do you get it on track? Like – Why does it not work there?
We had it going when I was there. We was able to win the Orange Bowl and come back and win another bowl. My second year, the Inside Bowl. But I think it was just they did a great job of finding 3 stars and 2 stars and really developing us. I think Gino did a great job developing us. Me, Talib. We had another guy, Darryl Stuckey, played in the NFL for a while as a DV. But, I mean, they just did a great job of just developing us. And I think we've had just so much coaching turnaround. When Charlie Weiss was there, he, like, cut, like, 25 players like it's the NFL.
Hey, Chris, Charlie, hey.
And we're still fighting to get all those scholarships back. We still don't have those scholarships back.
Wow.
I mean, we kind of had like the death penalty.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Charlie White stole a lot of money in Kansas. Let's go for what it is, Chris.
Hey.
Yeah.
you don't have to abide.
He knows.
Hey, Chris, we only have about a minute here, but I got to ask you about Chad Kelly. What the heck went on with this party? Is he all right? I mean, what's up with Chad?
I mean, it's a normal Halloween party. We've done it every year since I've been here. I mean, Peyton threw them every year, and then kind of now Vaughn just taking over them. And I mean, I don't know what happened. I just woke up like y'all and just seen the news. So hopefully he's all right.
Yeah.
Get taken care of.
Is he a good kid, though? Chris, is he a good kid?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he is. I mean, he's a guy, he works hard. He's been working hard trying to prepare and to be a franchise quarterback. And I mean, we know he had a kind of troubled past, and hopefully be able to handle this situation and just get back on track.
Yeah, all right. You guys got back on track. Much needed win. A lot of Bronco fans went to Arizona. You thumped them from the get-go. Nice performance there. Chris Harris for the Broncos. Good luck this week, and Chris, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.